rest of the story. Between songs, you could almost hear the audience yawning and leaving. It was one of those show business disasters they talk about for years, the kind that marks certain performers as poison. And so it would in the summer of 1969. Of course, as they say, it was not brain surgery. It was only a singing act to open the International Hotel's new lounge, or whatever you call it. But what a dud. I mean, the hotel could have spent a little more time and a little more money and come up with something a little more entertaining, but instead they got just plain Joan. To make matters worse, she was a proved failure in town. So the hotel management could not claim that they were surprised, because only a half dozen years previous, Liberace had taken her on as his opening act at the Riviera. The pianist's manager was horrified. "She's so plain," he kept saying, "and so boring. The audience won't want to hear anything after she's through with them." Liberace's experienced associate was quite right. But maybe it was partly sympathy that caused the legendary showman to persist in defending plain Joan. Whatever the case, she opened for Liberace, and in the parlance of the industry, she died. No sets, no props. Her clothing was drab and ordinary. Her presentation was little more than a monotonous succession of songs. Applause was sparse, barely civil. In fact, by the time the flamboyant piano player arrived on stage, the audience was almost angry. And so was the hotel management. "Get rid of her," they told Liberace, "or your own career could go down with hers." Liberace offered a compromise. He'd open his own show. He'd go out and do a peppy number. And then he would slip plain Joan into the lineup without anybody knowing it. Well, he tried that. But everybody knew it. And nobody loved it. It was this deja vu that haunted the singer 6 years later, when the International hired her for their grand opening. But in this case, it was not so grand. Plain Joan's first song was "I've Got Plenty of Nothing." It was not supposed to be a joke. It just turned out that way. And under her breath, Plain Joan then and there uttered a vow that if she could possibly manage to get out of this alive, she would never, 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 ever sing a single tune in that town again. Well, sometimes you just don't know where you belong and where you don't. Once upon a terrible time, a very good singer was stung by that awareness that no matter how long she lived, nor how much she sang, there was one place on planet Earth where she would always be utterly unwelcome, and that place was Las Vegas. And that singer was Barbara Joan Streisand. Oh, by now you've heard of her smashing success this New Year's past, when Barbara Streisand took the city by storm. But now you know the rest of the story.